It is also that dialogue is here to make us understand why it is difficult for us to implement the peace agreement, or why is it the implementation of the peace agreement is stalling communities of people, of individuals, why there are problems. And if these problems are understood in a better way, you will have a position to understand the other brother or sister of yours or other communities better than we do.
Mm. How easy is it for the Peace Commission and the partners to be able to get to the communities to get the real issues?
I know it's not easy because of insecurity in some places in South Sudan, but I think it is also important that the Peace Commission and the peace actors have to start the process. Of course, to have an informed agenda of the national dialogue, you have to have a wider consultation with the grassroots communities so that they will really give you the positions, and that position will shape up what is it to be having, what is it to have a national dialogue.
Mm-hmm. And this one is bringing me to the issue of consultation. How far is the Peace Commission and the actors are really going to start maybe consultation with the elders or religious persons or chiefs or whoever is supposed to be consulted?
At the moment, I believe the Peace Commission and the peace actors are framing a thematic agenda for the consultation. They are still working. It's still in the paperwork. And what kind of consultations? What is it that really we are going to? What is it really that we are going to consult the communities about? So it's not just a matter of going, but also it's a matter of putting a framework, a position, a policy, that, or maybe some methodology in how we can ask communities what really is meant to have the consultation upon.
Yeah, the issue of national dialogue, you think if there is any difficulties to include some people in this dialogue, you think it will work or it will not work?
And when dialogue becomes a movement, it means we have to understand why the conflicts are frozen or the implementation of the peace agreement is frozen. It is a way of moving people from one stagnant position to another, because it's a way of us understanding now issues around our interests, our needs, or our positions. So it is important that the dialogue has to be seen as a movement. And so if it is a movement, it means it is an inclusive aspect, that it has to be inclusive. For instance, those people who have their grievances, they should be visible enough to tell them that yes, these are our grievances, these are our problems, and how can we solve our problems, and how can I understand you, and how can we listen to each other so that we really know what is it that we want to dialogue about.
Mm-hmm. Now let me take you to another level. We want to look at the issue of hate speech. Issue of hate speech has created a number of debates. If there is a hate speech put across or done, it can divide people. What is your reaction to that?
For me, it's really very unfortunate. And to hear people really expressing hateful speeches around. Hate speeches are always associated with people who are dissatisfied, people who are angry against themselves or against others. It is also associated always with crisis or conflict. In very difficult situations, sometimes, we have this perception of they and us and so many other issues that are always associated with the hate speech. And for me, I feel as South Sudanese, we must denounce really all the hateful speeches that is going on the social media, Facebook and other social media avenues. For me, really, let us try to translate and transform our tongues, our ideas, our attitude into peaceful, really ways of how we can interact, how we can build relationships around positive things, not negative things, in South Sudan. Yes, in summary, I think the hateful speeches are not good. We should denounce them. And as citizens, I don't think we have to insult ourselves. We put problems on ourselves, not on others. But also it's important that we need to understand that let's find a way and a space where we can dialogue, and we can really use the opportunity of a space of dialogue to express our grievances rather than is sending very negative messages or hateful speeches to to the communities around or to individuals? Or why is it this person is writing this hate statements? This is one. I admit it, this requires our maturity to understand and to analyze. Probably that person has a problem on his own, or probably has a problem with somebody or with another community. So in that way, we need to really to position ourselves in a mature way to understand why some people are writing this. But definitely, I quite agree with you, because sometimes if people read these hate speeches, maybe from the newspaper or from the media like the Facebook or other media avenues, you find out that it can also increase more problems. It can increase more hatred among people. And sometimes it can lead to fights or even killings.